CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 28th of May, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB, tonight at 8, webinar. RSGB, B-Connect loop experiments. RSGB, school zone web page. On Monday the 5th of June, the RSGB's Tonight at 8 live webinar will feature Mike Richards, G4WNC, who will give a presentation on Node-RED for radio amateurs. Node-RED is a visual programming language that is very powerful, but surprisingly easy to use. The language has matured over recent years and has the potential to be a valuable tool for radio amateurs. In this talk, Mike will provide an introduction to Node-RED programming techniques. He will conclude with a live demonstration to show just how easy it can be to add extra facilities to your rig. Watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. For more information, see the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. Three weekends have been identified for some RSGB B-Connect loop experiments. On the 3rd and 4th of June, there will be some regional loops and nets. On the 10th and 11th of June, there will be an England-only loop and net based around the activators who have registered for B-Connect call signs so far. But the Society would welcome new activators for the West of England and East Anglia. Finally, on the 24th and 25th of June, there will be an attempt at a multiple nations loop, although to do so, the Society will need activators in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. If you want to join us with these activities, register for a B-Connect call sign via the RSGB website. Go to rsgb.org/coronation and choose the B-Connect information page. The RSGB's School Zone webpage brings together radio amateurs in schools and colleges. The Society wants to help people to share their experience and expertise in establishing and running a radio club for young people. The RSGB has just launched a new page as part of this section called School Zone Stories, where it is highlighting some of the great amateur radio activities that are happening in these and other schools. If you're a school with an amateur radio club and want to be added to the list, or a radio amateur or club that is linking with local schools, the RSGB would love to add your information and stories to School Zone. Go to rsgb.org/school-zone to find out more, or send your stories and photos to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk. Have you seen the RSGB's live news web page? It brings together the Society's social media feeds, latest YouTube videos, and front page news, all in one place. Launched a few years ago, people found it very useful, so the RSGB is highlighting it now for those who have become radio amateurs or returned to amateur radio more recently. Take a look at rsgb.org/live for a taster, and then go to the individual comms channels to find out more. The Worked All Britain group will be holding its AGM on Sunday the 11th of June at 12 p.m. The venue will be the meeting room at Alfreton Leisure Centre's Bowles Hall, Church Street, Alfreton, postcode Delta Echo 557 Bravo Delta. For further information, contact Paul, M1AIB, via Mike1, Alpha India Bravo, at worked-all-britain.org.uk, or visit the Worked All Britain website. Now for details of rallies and events. Spalding Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 4th of June. The venue will be Hull Beach United Youth Football Club, Penny Hill Road, Hull Beach, Lincolnshire, postcode Papa Echo 127 Papa Romeo. The doors open at 10 a.m. Disabled access is available from 9:30 a.m. Admittance is £3. The event will feature a car boot area, catering, a flea market and trade stands. For more information, contact Graham G8NWC on 07754 619 701, or email rally 2023 at sierra delta alpha romeo sierra.org.uk, or you could visit sierra delta alpha romeo sierra.org.uk/Spalding Rally. The Rochdale and District Amateur Radio's Summer Rally will take place on Saturday the 10th of June. The venue will be St. Vincent de Paul School, Northern, Rochdale, postcode Oscar Lima 127 Quebec Romeo. Doors open at 10 a.m. and entry is £3. Refreshments and plenty of free parking is available. For further information or to book a stall, contact either Ros Worrell via Romeo Oscar Zulu Alpha Lima India November at gmail.com, or Dave Carden via Dave at Charlie Alpha Romeo Delta Echo November Sierra dot Mike Echo dot Uniform Kilo. The Mendips Rally will take place on Sunday the 11th of June. The venue will be Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Street, Farrington Gurney, Somerset. Postcode Bravo Sierra 396 Tango Yankee. Entrance is £2. The doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. for visitors. For bookings and inquiries, please contact Luke on 07870 168 1907, or email mendips with an S rally at hotmail.com. The Junction 28 Radio Rally will take place on Sunday 11th of June. The venue will be Alfreton Leisure Centre, Bowles Hall, Church Street, Alfreton, Delta Echo 557 Bravo Delta. The doors open at 10:15 a.m. and admission is £4. There's a fee of £12 to book a table in advance. A bar and refreshments will be available on site. For more information, directions and booking forms, visit Sierra November Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie .com, or alternatively email secretary at Sierra November Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie .com. Now the special event news. Oscar Lima 100 Radio, Oscar Lima 100 Romeo Juliet, Oscar Lima 23 Radio and Oscar Lima 23 Radio Juliet are special call signs for the Czech Radio Club, marking 100 years of broadcasting in Czechoslovakia. Look for activity on all bands and modes until the 18th of June. A certificate will be available. For more information, visit the QRZ.com pages associated with each of the special call signs. Commemorating the 100th anniversary of the first Trans-Tasman amateur radio contact, members of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters will be operating special call sign Zulu Lima 100 until the 25th of July. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club, in partnership with South Bristol Amateur Radio Club, is holding a special event to commemorate the loss of Flight 777A on the 1st of June 1943. The flight was en route from Portugal to Whitchurch Airport, now defunct, in Bristol. The event has been granted the rare call sign Golf Bravo 80 Alpha Golf Bravo Bravo. The station will be active from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on the 30th of May to the 3rd of June on the 20 and 40 metre bands and on the Southwest DMR cluster Talk Group 950. Contact can also be made via the free DMR network on Talk Group 777. For more information, visit the GB80AGBB page on QRZ.com or email golf80alpha golf bravo bravo at golf bravo 7 bravo sierra.com. Now the DX news. To raise money for charity, a team of three amateurs is visiting Rockall Island, EU-189, in the North Atlantic Ocean, almost 200 miles west of Scotland. The team will be operating using the call sign Mike Zero Uniform Kilo India, and plans to be QRV between Monday the 29th of May and Friday the 2nd of June. The team is expecting to be active on the 40 to 10 meter bands using CW, FT8 and SSB. The QSL manager for the expedition is Charles Mike Zero Oscar X-ray Oscar. For more information, visit Rockall Echo X-ray Papa Echo Delta.com. Jack M0PLX will be active from Unst and six other islands in the Shetlands, EU-012, until Friday the 2nd of June. He will operate using SSB on the HF bands and will also monitor the 6-meter band. Updates will be posted to M0PLX's Facebook page. Vincent, HV9VCJ, will be active at 8 Quebec 7 Victor Juliet from the Maldives, AS013, until Sunday the 4th of June. He will operate QRP, SSB and various digital modes on the 40 to 6 meter bands and also FM on the 10 meter band. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via his home call. Didier F6BCW is active as Foxtrot Oscar / Foxtrot 6 Bravo Charlie Whiskey from Huaini Island, OC067, French Polynesia, until the 25th of October. He operates CW and SSB on the 80 to 6 meter bands, QSL via F6EXV, Club Log and Logbook of the World. Now to contest news. Today, the 28th, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the CQ Worldwide WPX CW Contest ends its 48-hour run at 2359 UTC using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now, three items for Saturday the 3rd of June. National Field Day will start at 1500 UTC and end at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 4th, using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also, the UK 6 meter group summer contest starts at 1300 UTC on Saturday and ends at 1300 UTC on Sunday the 4th, using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator, and member number. The ARRL International Digital Contest starts at 1800 UTC on Saturday and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday, the 4th of June. Using digital modes on the 160 to 6-meter bands, the exchange is your 4-character locator. On Sunday, the 4th of June, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes on the 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 25th of May, 2023. The Sun currently has an equal number of spots on both its northern and southern hemispheres. The solar flux index was consistently in the 150 to 160s range last week, with a total of 8 M-class flares. We had unsettled geomagnetic conditions on the 21st and 22nd when the KP index hit 6, but things then settled down again to a more manageable 2 to 3. There are times when the F-flare critical frequency is lower than the E-layer critical frequency due to sporadic E. This means that HS signals can't reach the F2 layer, basically blocking off the X, but leaving sporadic E short skip available. So make the most of these short skip contacts to the continent and multi-hop sporadic E skips to further afield. Conditions in the F2 layer will improve in the autumn, so don't worry. There's still HFDX to be had, but you may have to hunt for it. Recently, Lorry G3UML worked Bravo Delta 4 Victor Golf Zulu in China on the 15-meter bands using CW, and Stewart M1SMH worked Yankee Golf 2 Alpha Lima Quebec in Indonesia, as well as Alpha 7-1 Uniform November in Qatar on the 10-meter band using FT8. Meanwhile, Andy M0NKR worked VK on the 15-meter band using SSB Long Path. Namibia, Malawi and Equatorial Guinea have all been workable from the UK using FT8 on the 10-meter bands during late morning. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the same range, that is 150 to 160s. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast from the 2nd to the 4th of June, when the KP index might reach 4. Otherwise, it suggests that conditions will be mainly settled, with the KP index around 2 to 3. So make the most of the elusive HF F2 layer openings and the various opportunities available during this peak time for propagation. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The broad-scale pattern is still dominated by a large area of high pressure over the country, with its centre mostly to the northwest of the British Isles. The whole period through to the end of the coming week should offer some good tropo prospects, so why not try using CW or SSB to add some extra squares to your log. Under lift conditions, even a halo antenna can be surprisingly effective. The weather variety will remain until the end of next week, when low pressure over France tries to push some thundery showers northwards into southern Britain after midweek, and perhaps then northwards as far as western Scotland. This brings a chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. There is, as usual, always a chance of aurora and meteor scatter to bring additional options, but the main mode of interest this week will be sporadic E as we head into the peak of the season. With Tropo also in play, it's worth a quick note for those not used to working sporadic E. Tropo tends to be long-lasting and usually better on the higher bands. That is to say, the 70-centimeter band is often better than the 2-meter band, whereas sporadic E is usually brief and better at low-frequency bands, so 10-meter band is better than the 6-meter band. This time of the year it can reach up to 2 metres on rare occasions. If you do nothing else, simply check the bands and clusters at the end of the afternoon to maximise your sporadic E chances. Moon declination is positive, but falling this weekend, going negative on Thursday. We are past apogee, so path losses will fall as the week goes on. We'll see shortening moon windows with falling path losses. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. The online amateur radio community runs a 40-meter slow to medium speed CW net every Monday evening at 7 p.m. All are welcome to join in. For more information, see morse.oscaralpharomeocharlie.uk. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the group holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see oscaralpharomeocharlie.uk. The Online Radio Club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there are club nets on 28.360 megs at 8 p.m. and 70.425 megs at 9 p.m. Contact is Keith, Mike Zero, Tango, Mike Oscar at btinternet.com, or you could look at www.bravovictoralpharomeosierra.org. On Tuesday from 7:30 p.m, Bristol RSGB Group will be meeting at Bawa Health and Leisure Club, 589 South Mead Road, Bristol, Bravo Sierra 347 Romeo Golf. The group will be discussing a paper by Professor Catherine Mitchell, M0IBG, and her colleague, Dr. Robert Watson, entitled The Rise and Fall of Top Cat, a very British story in the age of small satellites. Paul Roberts, G0OER, is contact secretary at golf6yankeebravo.com. On Sundays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7pm. Wednesdays is another club night from 7pm. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Also on Thursdays, there are nets on 70.4 megs from 7pm and 145.375 megs from 8pm. Contact is Sue, info@foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. On Tuesdays, Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club has a net on 433.475 megs from 8pm. The net moves to 145.475 megs on Wednesdays from 8pm. A 10-metre net on 28.405 megs is held on Thursdays from 8pm. The club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 7pm. Contact is Matt 2E0FNT on 0730-554-9614. On Monday, Mid-Sabotage Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at the Quarter Jack, Wells, from 2:30pm. Contact is Chris Lavis, G6HIQ, 07944-801-540. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club, in partnership with South Bristol Radio Club, is holding a special event to commemorate the loss of Flight 77A on the 1st of June 1943. The flight was en route from Portugal to Whitchurch Airport, now defunct, in Bristol. The event's being granted the rare call sign GB80AGBB, and the station will be active from 10am until 5pm on the 30th of May to the 3rd of June on the 20 and 40 metre bands and on the Southwest DMR cluster, Talk Group 950. Contact can also be made via the free DMR network on Talk Group 777. For more information, visit the GB80AGBB page on QRZ.com or email GB80AGBB at GB7BS.com. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club has an open house and on-the-air night from 7:30pm. Contact is Andy Jenner, G7KNA, on 07838-695-471. On Monday, Swindon Amateur Radio Club will be holding a net via GB3WH. On Wednesday, the net moves to 70.4 megs FM. Contact is Viv, M0IEP, 07799-838-866. Still no times. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be operating from Ham Hill Country Park. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. In Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridgend. The club has recently been approved as an RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm, hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, on 07900-560080. Cumbrana District Town of the Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm to 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall. NP446JZ, new and old members are always welcome. The Society is a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GV3YA repeater, which is owned and maintained by the club. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595103 or visit www.mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubaya Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, CF146EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors, and the group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30pm to 10:30pm most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10am. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-us. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru has now moved to its new premises at Griffithstown Community Hall, Victoria Street, Griffithstown, Pontypool, NP45HH. The club meets every other week on a Monday evening between 7 and 9 p.m. The next meeting will be on Monday the 29th of May 2023 at the new location. The club has a D-Star net on DCS002B on a Tuesday evening from the 8 p.m. There's an HF net on Wednesday evening on 1.938 megs at Lover Sideband at 7:30 p.m. Contact is Chris 2W0OGY on 0747-363-0005. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Bowles Centre, Gleveland Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, NP197HF. New members are welcome. On Monday, the club will be operating MW1USK from the City of Newport Model Engineering Society from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Contact is matt.knight@gmail.com. Up in the Midlands, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30 p.m. On Monday, members will be enjoying a direction-finding hunt on Crickley Hill. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30 p.m, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80 metres SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is Anne2E1GKY01242-699-595. Join the day. Or you look at www.g4aym.org.uk. That ends this week's GB TRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB TRS is not licensed to two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.